Good morning. Welcome to Husky Nation News, right here on WHUS Store's 91.7 FM. This broadcast is in collaboration with the UConn newspaper, The Daily Campus, and UConn's student-run TV station, UCTV. I'm your host, Kara Murray, and here's the news of the University of Connecticut from this week. Journalist and executive producer of Latino USA, Maria Hinojosa, tells Latinx students there's no time for them as young leaders to have imposter syndrome. WHUS News correspondent Geralise Diaz reports that the Puerto Rican and Latin American Cultural Center invited Hinojosa in celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month. Diaz says Hinojosa talked about the success of her career as a reporter, despite never seeing Latino or Latina journalists on TV. She says students need to dream big. She says she also encourages students to take care of their mental health, despite what she calls the Latino tendency to ignore mental health issues. Senior sociology major Sheriel Rodriguez-Ekavara says he found Hinojosa inspiring. USG Student Services Branch Chairman Derek Pan says 1 in 4 people between 18 and 24 years old already have a diagnosable mental illness, and it's time to talk about it. Taylor Harton from the Daily Campus writes that to start this conversation, USG will host Mental Illness Awareness Week starting Sunday. Pan says this is a big collaboration between USG Student Services Committee, the National Alliance of Mental Illness at UConn, Active Minds at UConn, and Counseling and Mental Health Services. Mental Health and Wellness Subcommittee Chair Dennis Mima says the week is all about breaking the stigma around mental health. Mima says he hopes to have more events about mental health awareness in the future. Connecticut has passed a law banning the sale, purchase, manufacturing, and possession of bump stocks on Monday. Daily Campus correspondent Taylor Harton reported the law was proposed after the shooting in Las Vegas in October 2017, where the bump stock was used to kill 58 people. Former president of the UConn Pistol and Rifle Club and now UConn alumnus Christopher Zins says the ban is a feel-good legislation and that it has no enforceable provisions. UConn Against Gun Violence President Olivia Skies says the ban is a good step in the right direction when it comes to gun legislation. For commuters who take the back roads, UConn has announced that a portion of Jim Calhoun Way between Alumni Drive and ILOT will be closed until summer of 2020. Daily Campus correspondent Ashley Anglisano says the closure is so infrastructure updates can continue, including the development of new athletic facilities. Anglisano writes that ILOT can be accessed from Separatist Road and the remainder of Jim Calhoun Way can be accessed via Alumni Drive or Hillside Road. We will now be listening to UCTV anchors Amanda Cabral and Sarah Maddox talk about what is going on in the nation.
President Donald Trump delivered an almost one-hour speech at the United Nations General Assembly in New York Tuesday morning. He summarized U.S. administration's progress made domestically and internationally, including peacemaking, humanitarian aid, world trading, energy supply, migration crisis, and bankruptcy in Venezuela. He suggested U.S. contribute no more than 25% of U.N. peacekeeping budget and shift more of the funding from mandatory to voluntary.
President Donald Trump said on Monday he is an absolute no on the question of Puerto Rico's statehood, saying that the mayor of San Juan is bad and incompetent. The governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosello, shot back, saying that refusing statehood to 3 million Puerto Rican citizens because of a personal feud is insensitive and disrespectful. If a change in leadership were to occur, Trump said the opportunity of statehood for Puerto Rico would be something to talk about.
U.S. and China's trade war is intensifying. Two countries are imposing the biggest rounds of tariffs yet. At midnight on Monday, the Trump administration imposed 10% tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods. China responded with 10% tax on $60 billion of U.S. goods. China said that U.S. is holding a knife to our neck. Resuming negotiation with the U.S. has been challenging to China. President Trump said in his Twitter, "We are not under pressure to make a deal with China. They are under pressure to make a deal with us." The conflict between the two big economic powers is growing. They are expected to be another round of tariffs coming up.
And now, here's the weather. Today, it's cloudy early with gradual clearing and a high near 61. Tonight, there will be patchy fog after 5 a.m. Otherwise, there will be increasing clouds with a low around 41. Saturday, there will be a chance of showers, mainly before 2 p.m., and patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Saturday night should be mostly clear with a low around 36, and Sunday will be sunny with a high near 57. That's all the news we have for you this morning. We are going to take a short break before we welcome our guest, Allie Urban, onto the show.
Psst. Hey. Hey, you. Yeah, you listening to this radio station, WHUS Stores. There's a chance you're a writer still awake at 2 a.m. trying to find the best way to write that sentence you're struggling with. Which, by the way, if you're trying to write that sentence, just say whatever you're trying to say out loud, and then write that. If you need more tips and tricks, or motivation to keep on writing, I suggest checking out the Yukon Coalition of Writers, because hey, we know what you're going through. You can be a poet, a songwriter, a playwright, a novelist, a comic book fan, whatever you are, you have a place in our community. Feel free to reach out at yukoncoalitionofwriters@gmail.com to find out when we meet. Now I've got to get back to writing. You should too.
Back from that short break. We'll now be moving into the discussion portion of our news show. Please note, from this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this Husky Nation news broadcast are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily the views of the staff, management, or licensee of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut. I have two guests this week. Joining me is Allie Urban, who is a DJ here, and Daniela Doncel, who is our news director. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello,
everybody. How are you guys doing this morning?
Not bad. I'm doing all right.
Very well. I'm very happy to be here. I love guesting. Usually, I'm the one who does all the talking during my radio show, but I love being guest on other people's shows, so I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. I got here 30 minutes earlier than I usually do.
Wow.
Not planned. Just one of those lucky days where there was no traffic.
And,
so.
And then I got here like 5 minutes late.
Love that.
So as I mentioned, you both work here. Danielle is our news director. Allie has her own show.
I was rehired as the assistant training director.
You were?
Hey. I was.
I did not know that.
I forgot to tell you that.
Round of applause.
Surprise of the day.
I'm not going to lie. I was trying so hard not to say anything because I knew. So
oh
I was like,
God.
Every time I saw you, I was like, don't say it. Don't say it.
When did you find out?
Tuesday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Tuesday or Wednesday.
So,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations.
Much.
For the benefit of those listening, what do you do as assistant training director?
What do I do,
Allie?
As assistant training director? So, actually, for those of you who are The Office fans, I like to refer to myself now as assistant to the training director. I'm getting business cards, right? And they say assistant to the training director
Ooh.
On them, like WHUS ones. Because Jason was doing proofs and I was like, oh, business cards? He was like, yeah, you want some? I'm like, sure thing, I want some. So I'm going to have assistant to the training director business cards. But more or less, I run the training classes in conjunction with ACE, our training director. And I basically go through those presentations and educate people on FCC rules and regulations, how to run a good broadcast, all that type of stuff. I also am going to be running refresher courses for people who have taken the 3 training classes but feel they need to be reminded on the rules and regulations in a kind of condensed 1-hour format presentation. And then besides that, I do a lot of mentoring for people on how to use the board, hands-on training, a lot of that out of Studio B, but sometimes during my own time on my show. And the last thing that I'm hoping to introduce this semester are workshops, especially for Adobe Audition. Because in order to become a DJ certified on the FM here, you have to send in the air demo check. And people have a little bit of trouble with that sometimes, or they don't fully understand. Like during the training sessions, we try to inform them on it, but even sometimes their mentors might not know a lot about the program. So the training is kind of mismatched in terms of people's knowledge about audition. So if there's a set workshop, then I hope to educate people on that so they could actually record their demos and have no problems with that. So those are more or less the duties that I have here as assistant training director.
That's really cool. Yeah, Adobe Audition is really scary when you don't know
what
how
you're
to
doing.
Do it.
And
yeah.
For people who don't know what that is, it's an audio editing software
yes,
that
yes.
we use. And it's very intimidating.
It is.
Yeah, you look at it and you're just like, what do all these symbols mean?
The first time I recorded a store without Daniela, I booked the studio for about 2 hours because I was like, I need to have a lot of time to do things and like cry a little. But now I'm a pro, so it's all good.
Yay.
But so, I have two questions. So when did you guys first join WHUS and what made you decide to get into it rather, like what made you choose broadcast rather than doing print journalism?
Ooh, okay.
Or
who
since
wants to go first? Daniela,
Allie, you're not
you
a journalism
me?
Major at all. What made you
Oh,
want to
what
do
made
it?
Me? Okay. So for those, well, nobody really knows what major I am unless they've listened to me talk on my own show, PRK El Radimetali, 5 to 6 Thursdays with the urban legend, an accounting major. Again, nothing to do with journalism, broadcast, or media. But the reason, it's actually like a really funny reason why I decided to get into radio is I saw the movie Pitch Perfect.
Ooh,
I saw that Becca, the main character of that movie, was a radio DJ. And it's not the radio station there, like, she didn't do like live like speaking shows or anything. She just had like a mixtape of music and whatnot that she played on the radio there. But I was still like, that's cool, like a college radio station. Like, I wonder if UConn has that, because I wanted to get involved in something, because I'm a bit of a shy person, though you wouldn't know it, because I love to talk. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to gather up my courage. I'm going to go apply for the training classes, and I'd like to become a DJ. I think that's something really cool. So in fall of 2016, I signed up for the training classes. Actually, Ace, the training director, was in the classes that I was taking, and I didn't really know him well at all at the time, but now we're like good friends. But basically, I took those classes, and for the first year, I was broadcasting at a Studio B. For my show, which was also of the same name, PRK El Radimetali. It's been that show since the training class, when they were like, come up with a title for your show and come up with a DJ tag for yourself.
That was where I got stuck. I could never think of a show. And that's why I don't have one. I just couldn't
But yeah,
do it.
It's stuck, and I've been broadcasting on the FM since last fall, so it's roughly like 2 years of broadcasting, and I'm really happy, and I've gotten more and more involved with different departments, and I'm in the news department. Obviously, I'm here now as a guest, but I also do concert reviews, album reviews, and yeah, it's awesome to be involved here, and I'm really glad. Best choice that I made.
I joined purely because, so I was a part of the Daily Campus for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, so I was a campus correspondent for the Daily Campus for about a year. And it was just not working for me. As much as I loved writing, it just really just was not a good fit for me. So I decided to leave. And I was just like, what am I going to do for like?
What are you going to do with your college
life? I know. So I was like, oh, do I not have a career? And then it just so happened, fate. I got an email from the people at the journalism department. And they were like, hey, they're starting up a news department at WHUS and we need people. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. I don't have to be on camera, because that's one of the things I don't like. I don't like being on camera.
Yeah, same.
But my voice is fine,
yes,
I guess.
You have a very nice radio voice. Both
you.
Of you do.
Daniela has a good radio voice. You
so
heard
I was like, all right, I'll join. And I'll tell you, when I first came for the first news department meeting, I was so nervous I did not come into the room. I came into the lobby and I was just like, I'm not supposed to be.
Oh,
so I literally
goodness.
Left and I talked to the news director then, who was Darden. I was like, hey, I couldn't find the room, which was, you know, low key
not
true.
It's not a big studio.
Yeah, I was too scared. And he was like, no, just come on in. Just go straight through all the way down. And I was like, oh, okay. But then once I actually got started, I just fell in love and I just threw myself
I
right on
I remember when
here.
You came.
Yeah, I was very like shy. I came into Studio C, did my thing, and I walked out.
That's
didn't
what
say
I
hi
did my
anyone.
First year. Yeah.
But no, yeah. College radio really makes you like step out of your comfort zone. It makes you say hi to different people
Absolutely.
You never would say hi to. And my music tastes have grown since I've been here. So it's been a good time, honestly.
Very true. College radio, very important. Mm. Would you agree, Allie?
I would absolutely agree. I did want to talk about that. Because the thing is, commercial radio is great. But sometimes, in my opinion, you don't get the diversity that you get with college radio. Like I said, my show is all about heavy metal, mostly, like 75% of the time. Yesterday, I just played a synth pop and new wave playlist, because sometimes I like to throw random things like that out there, since I like a lot more than just metal. metal just happens to be my favorite. But anyways, it's just so cool that you have all these different people with all their different interests, whether it's a talk show, whether they want to do live mixing, like on the air with the turntables, or they want to play metal or polka or something, or even like the Husky Nation news. I'm so awesome that actually came to be a thing, because it's pretty awesome to be here and have the news live on the radio again for a segment. Right. So it's just awesome that college radio offers so many options to people in terms of diversity.
I definitely agree, and I feel like the best thing about college radio, at least for me anyway, is that it's very it's an opportunity for people to grow in whatever aspect you want. When it came to for the news department, we weren't live on the air. We didn't do news segments for almost over 2 years or something like that. We did it before, and then something happened and it just went off the air. And so we were in the process of making sure the news department came back. And then I was like, okay, we're back. We have people who are dedicated.
Back with a vengeance.
Exactly. I was like, well, why aren't we on the air? We're basically a newspaper on a website. Let's get on the air. And so I just think it's very cool that process was very easily done in a short amount of time.
It's awesome.
And it's so, I just think it's so, and the thing is like, we're not just a radio. We host concerts and we host we make a magazine.
That's another aspect, that I neglected to mention.
Yeah, no. So there's literally so many opportunities, and I just love college radio.
Yeah, I know that definitely without WHUS, I would not have a creative outlet that I do have.
See,
like freshman year, part of sophomore year, I used to really like writing poetry and just kind of being creative, and I wasn't really doing that at college because I just didn't have the time and I didn't have the resources, or I just was too lazy to look for them, I guess, because they're definitely here somewhere. And so joining this place, it forces me to write stuff, and they have the magazine here, and it's definitely a way to meet other creative people who inspire you to kind of push yourself and get on the air and
things. And I remember you telling me back freshman year or something that you did the training classes, and I was gently harassing you, we'll put it, to join the news department or just finish the training or go through with it, because you're like, yeah, I went through with it, I don't really know what I'm gonna do now. And I was like, come on, get involved.
Exactly.
Best decision. I'm glad that you joined me here. It's awesome.
Yeah, and I've always really liked radio. I've always really liked music. And I remember being younger and being like, oh, I want to be a radio DJ. And then obviously there's really no radio program. There was no radio program at my high school. So that kind of just went away into the back of my head. And then getting to college, my mom and dad, who are listening. Hi, mom and dad.
Shout out.
Hopefully they're listening. I told them to.
I would hope.
They were like, you should totally join. This is a great opportunity. So, now that dream is kind of... And now I'm seriously looking into broadcast journalism for a career.
Oh, same.
It's awesome. That's pretty cool.
Radio for me was probably the least likely of things. Because I was a lot of it was just I'm either going to do print or I'm either going to do TV. If it's behind the camera, because I know how to video edit and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so radio was not on my radar. And ever since I've been here, audio, I'm so obsessed with just audio editing. I'm taking a class right now that is called online journalism. And we did one class about audio, just in general. And it was the one class I did not fall asleep in. I did not fall asleep in that class because I was like, wow, this is so cool. I'm such a nerd. Anyway.
That's okay. I am too. I play Dungeons & Dragons on Thursday nights. Okay, guys? You want to talk about a nerd? That's me. And I play video games in my spare time.
I sat in on that session. So
it was awesome. It's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so this was mostly shaped towards Allie because Daniela joined us last minute, but that's fine. So the question is, how did you get into the music that you like?
Oh,
I know Allie is a big fan of
metal
music. I know, Daniela, I don't really know what kind of music you like. We talked about it,
but she's learning metal. I'm so
I am
proud
learning.
Of her.
Are
it's
you? Very true. Allie's show was actually one of the first ones I listened to when I came on to WUS.
So wholesome. That's
And I remember, I remember the exact day I listened to it, actually. Yeah. The first day I listened to your show, I was coming out of a French class, and it was, a tough class that I was in. And I was just like, I just need something that isn't my depressing playlist.
Okay.
And so I didn't know it was your show, actually.
Wow,
and so I played it, but I recognized your voice. I was like, oh, this is Allie's show. And you played, in order, Africa from Toto.
Oh my
and then
God.
Afterward, you played, what's it called? Down Under, I think it's.
Yes.
Yes, Down yeah. Under. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. This is so cool.
And that was like a non-metal day.
Yeah, I know. So, but ever since then, I started listening to your show, and I was like, this is my girl.
That makes me feel so happy. Oh, thank you. So, basically, how I got into metal, one of my good friends sent me a song link to Nightwish's Ghost Love Score from their Wacken concert in 2013 with Floor Jansen, right? So I listened to that and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And before I had listened to that song, I was kind of like learning about metal because my father forced me to watch the Iron Maiden Flight 666 documentary with him. I really was objecting. I'm like, I don't want to watch this like screamo concert. And then I changed my mind and took back my words. And I just started exploring the genre from then on. And then my friend who I aforementioned, she just would like send me different links to songs. She's like, oh, you might like this. And so I learned about Opeth and Amorphis and Catatonia and all these different sorts of bands. But my favorite is Nightwish. They're from Finland. They're symphonic metal. They are amazing. And I saw them twice. I saw them once in 2016 and once this year. And I actually wrote a concert review
check
on
that
them.
Out, WHUS.org.
Yeah. Yes.
And then my second favorite, it's so hard to choose like second favorites. I wish they could all be my favorite, is Ghost. And I've seen Ghost live twice, and I've met Tobias Forge. I took a picture with Tobias Forge. It was such like a amazing fangirl moment for me.
I remember seeing that picture, and I was so happy for you. Like, yeah, I was right. So euphoric.
Don't even know who this guy is.
Exactly.
But I was like, this has to be important.
It was so important.
This has to be an important photo.
Oh, it was like the best birthday present I ever had.
Yeah.
That's funny that you say that your dad kind of got you into that, because I know a lot of the music that I like, there's this tweet that I saw that my friends make fun of me for, and it's like, oh, you like classic rock. We get it. You have a good relationship with your dad. That's genuinely how that is with me, because my dad has definitely influenced a lot of the music that I like, basically just through osmosis and through osmosis just making me listen to stuff. And
yeah.
If I say that I like a band, he'll make CD for me because
my father made
CDs
me
illegally.
CDs too.
Yes, we love that. We
oh
love
my
illegal
God.
Practices.
And would he like write on like in a Sharpie like the, my father too, like mix for Allie.
Yes. That's so cute.
Sorry to expose you, Dad, but
yeah. No, that's so awesome.
Yeah, my dad did the same thing. Not the CD, although he did teach me how to burn CDs on my
mine
own.
Too.
Yeah.
Mine too.
But he would show me a bunch of, he liked classic rock a lot, which was very surprising because a lot of time in our house, so I'm Colombian for people who don't know, and we listen to a lot of Spanish music, which is always funny because people think because I'm Hispanic, they think, oh, you obviously listen to these people who sing reggaeton and do that kind of music. I'm like, no, I know music from like the 60s back in Colombia that you have never heard of. So I got exposed to that music, and I genuinely do like, and I still listen to it like all the time. But like normally now I'm more into like alternative indie rock, or I'm into indie folk. I'm really getting to this like this folk vibe right now. I'm just loving it. And so, I don't know where that came from. I think I just listen to a lot of music.
Same. Yeah, I think that definitely made me more open to lots of different music types, because it's like so classic when people are like, what kind of music do you enjoy? And you're like, oh, I really don't know. I like everything. But that's really
no,
how
that's
it is.
No, that's genuinely what it is.
I'm not trying to be pretentious. I just really like everything.
Yeah. No, it's so true. Yeah.
So that's a good segue into my next question, which is, what are some albums that you've both been into lately? They don't have to be recent. They could have come out years ago. But
come
what have you been listening
to? Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm going to go with? I'm going to go with the very first metal album that I listened all the way through. And I remember it was 2015. It was Labor Day. I was on my way to the beach. And
wow.
I had a couple days earlier, not a couple days, maybe like a couple weeks earlier, had listened to that Nightwish song. And like a couple days ago, before that date, I had downloaded Nightwish's album, their fifth studio album, once. And it was still with Darja Turunen, who was the first vocalist. But I was like, I'm going to listen to this on the way to the beach. And so the first song on that album is Dark Chest of Wonders. So it's a really awesome song. The whole album is amazing. And I just started listening to that. And it was just awesome. I had never like felt so happy like listening to music, and I knew that metal was gonna be my thing. Mm. So that's just such a nostalgic album for me.
That is beautiful. Thank you.
I second that. I don't know if I have a favorite album, I would say, but I will say that Coldplay is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, bands. And so I really enjoy listening to Coldplay because their albums, and I don't have all of them, I'm missing one, I'm buying all of them, but all of their albums, and I think this is so cool, and I don't know how they do it, each album has its distinct noise or instrument or sound that they go for that's exclusive to that album, but all of the albums have that Coldplay like classic sound, and it's awesome. So incredible how they managed to do that. I'm like, how? Like, I just don't understand, but I love it at the same time. So I definitely enjoy, and I'm not afraid at this point to like buy an album from them because I just know that I'm going to enjoy it. Yeah. So yeah,
Coldplay's classic.
Exactly.
They get a lot of flack, I feel like. I don't really know why.
I don't either. Because
they're really good. I will not be ashamed to admit that I like Coldplay.
Yeah. No, I love Coldplay.
They have great songs.
They do.
They do. Okay. I agree.
I made a list on the bus this morning of albums I like.
So. Ooh, tell us.
So the first one is, it's Hippocampus. It's their new album, Bambi. They just put it out, I guess, 2 weeks ago today. I can see it on the new spins board.
Hey.
Very happy about that.
Oh, okay.
That's really good. I just recently got into them. They're like an indie rock band from Minnesota, I want to say.
Oh, cool.
And they're very, very fun. They are very summery is what I would sum it up as. Mm. And they're really cool, and I really like them. And they're actually going to be in New Haven next weekend. And I'm really upset because I can't get anybody to go with me.
Oh.
So please come back, Hippocampus, some other time. But yeah, so that album, their debut album that they put out, I think last February, was really, really good. So with this one, I'm always a little hesitant at first because will they top it? Will it not be as good? But this one was really, really good. So I recommend it to everybody listening. And I wanted to write an album review for that, so I should probably get on that
before it's been out
for a year. And
no, you should definitely do it.
Yeah, so I'm working on that.
Nice.
And then this is like a little unusual. So there's this artist out there. His name is Time Cop 1983. And so have you both seen Stranger Things?
Of course we have.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. So you both kind of know their little theme song, how it's very techno,
retro-y. It's a good one.
That's the kind of music this guy makes. It's instrumental, there's no words, and it's very techno, retro kind of music.
No way.
So his album he put it out in August. It's called Night Drive. And I usually can't really listen to music when I study because I get too distracted, but this like really helps me focus. It's really cool. So I really like that. It's definitely not something I usually listen to, that kind of genre. So, but I'm really like getting into retro wave now.
That's awesome.
It's really, really cool. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I love getting into new genres.
So interesting.
Yeah.
And then this is really weird, but Jimmy Eat World, one of their albums, I can't remember which one it is, the one that the middle's on, from about 2002.
Classic.
I've been listening to that lately, sitting like on the bus, just feeling it.
Nice.
Getting into it.
Yeah, I've recently gotten into a band called Lord Huron.
Oh,
and they came out with a new album, I think, this past April, and I really loved it. It's great.
They're good. Yeah. They put you in your feelings.
Oh, yeah.
They're good at that.
Oh, yeah. They make you think. Oh, man.
So we're almost out of time, so I will end with this final question. What are you going to be for Halloween?
Ooh, okay.
Oh,
so,
yes. The big reveal.
Yeah, the big reveal. For those of you that don't listen to my show, you wouldn't know that I'm Polish. I say it a lot on my show.
Rule number
one. I'm playing this band. I'm very Polish. I'm going to do a Polish classic rock list at some point. Like, my dad's childhood bands, we're going to work on that, and that's going to be dedicated to him and whatnot. But yeah, I'm very Polish. I speak Polish. Like, I'm very proud of that. So for Halloween, I'm like, what the heck am I going to be? And I was thinking, and I'm also, you know, like the youth, are into memes, so I'm into memes. So I was like, I'm gonna be a Slav. I'm gonna wear my Adidas tracksuit.
Oh my goodness.
My superstars, and I'm gonna be a Slav.
Oh.
I've got a lot of tracksuits.
I'm ready for this.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm gonna walk in my full tracksuit because like my friend told me, don't don't ever wear that tracksuit out in public. Like, just big no. So I'll wear my track jacket, leggings, and my Superstars, but not the track pants. But this time, I'm going all out.
All the way.
Yes. All the way.
I'm full so
send.
Ready.
Full send. Full send.
That's
awesome. My day is made.
I'm very glad to hear that.
Nothing can touch me now. Oh my goodness. Oh my
I'm
so
very
perfect.
Glad. So yeah, Allie the Polak is going to be a Slav representing.
Stripes.
Slav stripes. Absolutely. I'm going to pull a Slav squat. That's another meme.
Oh boy.
My goodness.
Heels down.
I need to be in the room when you do this. I need to be there.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Wow.
It'll be a good.
My costume's not going to top that.
How can it? Nothing can.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to try to go for a hipster version of Dorothy Gale. Just because I don't like wearing dresses. How can I make this work with like jeans? So we'll see how that works out.
And it'll work out.
And also, like, my dog low-key looks like Toto.
You have a cute dog.
Thank
a very
I've
cute
never
dog.
Seen Daniela's dog.
Oh yeah, that's I will tragic. Show you later.
Okay. Good. I'm deprived.
Deprived of dogs.
I think that last year I was going to go as a Girl Scout and then I didn't, but I bought all of the materials, I guess. I have a sash and I have a skirt. So I think I'm going to do that this year.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That's a good one.
I feel like that's pretty unique.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
That definitely is.
I've been waiting a year to whip that out. So
it's time.
You were ready.
Yeah, it's time. Full send. Well, thank you so much, Allie and Daniela, for speaking
Absolutely.
With me.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
It was a lot
this
of fun.
Has been highly informational. Informational. That's what the script says.
I hope the listeners have been enjoying it.
And thank you for listening in on this show. Thank you to The Daily Campus and UCTV for collaborating with us. And thank you to Ethan Smith, the creator of our theme music. I've been your host, Kara Murray, and you are listening to WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. Have a great day.